Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, we've reached the Idiocracy. Take a listen to this text from Stoney's friend. Oh, Stoney's here because Rico Beard is having an eclipse party.
Yes, and it's not from Lenny. It's from a friend named Kenny. He says, you guys not stepping out for the eclipse?
No, because we're working.
I said, why? He said, ha, 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 because everyone else is. I said, it's freaking, I didn't use the word freaking, stupid. He says, I know, but it's cool for like 5 to 10 seconds. I said, well, I'm watching it on TV. He goes, you may see it darken out your window. He goes, maybe I'll try to go out naked and just go blind. Half blind anyway and deaf.
All right, it's official. Stoney hangs out with a moron. All right, so.
He's a Spartan.
He could. We let lots of morons in, including a guy to coach the football team at one point. So let me.
Which one?
Okay, let's get to it.
Muddy, John L., I know. Bobby.
I know. Here, you want it, you got it. I don't care. Nope, that's not it. All right, let me just move on.
Yes.
Wrong button. I think I have something that's less entertaining than the eclipse. It's your Detroit Tigers.
Oh, no, you mean the 6-3 Tigers?
Yeah, see, you know what that is? That's stats for dummies. Because the whole, like, and let me say this. I want to give a PSA. This is not a shot at Doug. This is not a shot at Doug. This is not a shot at Doug. We view the world differently. I heard Doug talking about this thing. Not a shot at Doug. And it was, oh, I don't care how they win. I just care that they win. And I'm like, okay, tremendous. Except the way they're winning is wholly unsustainable and even more offensive, not entertaining. In fact, it's actually abhorrent to watch.
It would be different if those six wins were against, I don't know,
teams with
Texas
pulse.
Rangers, teams like that, you know, good teams, the Astros, whatever. I don't even know what those records are, but you know what I'm saying. You're right. Good teams. The offense is cliche offensive.
Right. I mean, so here's your offense in 9-inning games this year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One run, three runs, one run, five, zero. One, they are scoring less than two runs per 9 innings. Okay, congrats, you erupted in the 10th inning of a game. Watching these games, including losing 2 of 3 to the A's, who are a disgrace to all sports. My problem is this. This is not an opinion about 9 games. This is now an opinion of 5 years. And it's also, if you want a shorter term thing, it's the entire year plus now of the Scott Harris regime. In my world, we're 173 games into this. 172, whatever it is. The offense was garbage last year. They decided to play smartest guy in the room and do nothing offensively of note this offseason. Mocking, essentially, any of us who wanted them to, you know, spend money. And now, the byproduct as we start this year is Torque stinks again. Riley Green is eh. And you got a bunch of players who stink. You cannot watch this.
Their slugging percentage is .337, which is 24th in the league. The other of the lowest 19 slugging percentages in the league, the Tigers are the only one that has a winning record.
Right, because it's fake. Because they've played the worst teams in the sport. And again, can it turn? Could we be here in 14 days and they could explode and we could feel better about ourselves, yes, and Torque could be on a 9-game win streak. Yes, but here's what I don't do. And Stoney, I'm sure you have your own opinion on it. I don't do let it play out radio. We're here now. And I feel like I'm watching a carbon copy of last season, because the pitching will be good and the bullpen will be good. But you're not going to get to 90 wins scoring 2 runs a game.
No, you're absolutely
not. It's awful.
And, you know, in fairness to Scott Harris and the administration, and I don't know if it's fair or not, but I think that they knew the offensive problems that they had, and they wanted another year in their minds of develop, whether it's in Toledo or Erie, whatever, and then see what you got. Give the kids another year where they're not going to spend money on the Chapmans, the JDs, which I disagree with on JD Martinez. Now, if you care about OPS, the guys who have the best OPS on this team, there's two of them that are 800 or more. And that's
Canna's one.
Canna and Urshela are the other ones. And Carson Kelly is third. So the guys that they've picked up OPS-wise have been okay. It's just they have, I think every home run, I believe, I could be wrong, has been a solo home run. The biggest issue here I have is not who they picked up and who they didn't pick up. Because we can argue that for a long time, and especially if Max Clark never develops into anything, Langford does.
Why Langford couldn't be in this lineup playing every day.
Okay, I get all that.
I want to apologize to you.
No, the biggest problem I have is Torque and Meadows and even Riley Green to a lesser extent. These are your core of your team, and they're not getting any better. That's the biggest problem to me. Because if they were producing, then the guys that they have, your Frankenstein at third, whatever you want to call them, they wouldn't look as bad. In fact, even McKinstry, his batting average blows, but his OPS is 734.
Right.
They are following the organizational mantra of working counts, getting on base. Unfortunately, they have the power of, I don't know, idiots who are watching the eclipse, which means none.
I think my issue, and I'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. My issue is the division's wide open.
Yeah.
And you're not trying. You can talk about we want to develop, we think we've got answers down on the farm, and they might. But that's for 2025 and 26 and 27. That has nothing to do with right now. And none of the deals we talked about, whether it was a JD, whether it's a Chapman, whether it's making a trade, whether it was any of these other things, none of these deals that we were talking about were 3-, 4-, 5-year commitments.
And
none.
You can argue the money that they spent on Flaherty and Maeda, which doesn't look real good right now.
I didn't want Flaherty.
They could have spent on the guys that you've mentioned and have Manning have one of the spots on the rotation.
Right. And look, Mike, here's the thing. This is what drives me nuts about it. It really irks me. When we talk about these things, we want to make it this binary thing where it's this or that. And you can run parallel paths. There is no issue. When you have young players that need to develop, they need help. Do you know what Colt Keith needs? Help.
Right.
Torque needs help. Do you know what help is? It's a veteran bat. It's taking the pressure off. It's putting someone behind Torkelson that people really don't want to face. Or it's putting someone that extends that lineup in a meaningful manner. What I get so tired of is we have sat here, and it's not Scott Harris's fault, but it is his problem. And what I'm saying is when you have entered a situation where the team's been irrelevant for a decade, it is not your fault, but it is your inherited problem. I do not sit here and simply reset the clock every time someone takes over. No, I don't find it acceptable if they're kicking the can down the road for some day far away where we'll spend or we'll be decent again. Like, Mike, division's right there for them.
Yeah, it is. Especially over the weekend, Cleveland lost their best pitcher,
Shane Bieber. I would love to know from people. And I understand. I totally understand. They're 6-3 and it's 9 games. Nobody is ready to launch themselves to the moon. But what I'm not having is fun. Because even if they win, it is make your eyes bleed baseball. I mean, they won a game in 11 against the Mets. It was scoreless through 9. You couldn't hit Sean Manea. Are you kidding me?
Now, you would agree, though, taking the entertainment value, you'd rather win 1-0 than lose 7-6.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Just want to make sure.
But I think you agree, and you're smart enough, you know the game, you are not winning this
one. No.
This is not sustainable.
No, unless you have a pitching staff of, you know, Scherzer and Verlander in their primes and as good as, you know, we think Scooble will be and all the other guys.
The only guy they have right now that I'm convinced is a Cy Young caliber elite arm is Scooble.
Right.
Everything else is up for grabs.
Right.
I am willing to give organizationally the benefit of the doubt because of the work in the past that Chris Fetter has done, mm-hmm. because of the amount of arms they have. I believe the pitching will be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that. And I think Scott Harris has done a good job cobbling a pen together. We're good.
Yes.
But offensively, this is dreck.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just awful to watch.
There's no doubt about it.
248-539-9797.
Excuse me, Mike. In Cleveland, we're 112 away from totality, which means, and we look out the window kind of here. And
yeah, look, it's dark.
It is getting really, really
wow.
dark.
Wow. Almost wish I took the day off to just look at the sky.
No, you don't want to look at the sky.
Yeah, that's Rico right now.
Yeah, look, we love sports. We want to win. We get all that. But part of it,
you know what it is?
It's entertainment.
I want to help you. This right here, this is my issue with this town. Right here. There is no demand on this baseball.
Well, they're outside looking at the sun.
The hell they are. 95% of people are where they need to be. Work. There's no demand on this town. This organization skates. There is no pressure. There has not been a demand since the days of Leland. And even then, it was the hardest of hardcore baseball fans who wanted to call in and talk about a bullpen decision or talk about a right. lineup. Like last
That's
year.
That's what baseball's about.
Right, but
second
last year I went insane when AJ was batting Baez cleanup for no reason. And it's like people look at you like you're an alien. Like, 9 games in, this offense is awful.
And don't you think, if spring training means anything, and I don't know if it does or not.
Torque was like 5
right?
for 50.
That's my point. They couldn't hit in spring training, a lot of these guys. But, hey, everything's going to be cool because Wenzel Perez got called up.
Now, hold on.
We have to find out why.
Now, here's the interesting part. He is a shortstop second baseman.
Right. He's been playing a little outfield.
What it means is either someone's hurt or someone has to step away from the team for, I don't know, a personal situation, a family situation. Is somebody having a baby? Did somebody die? I don't know. God forbid someone got in trouble. I'm not saying that. I'm making
Ooh,
a point.
Or what about the 3 magic letters?
DFA?
Yeah.
There's no way. I mean, how do you DFA a guy with like a 200 OPS? How could you? Elite value. No, I don't think they would
Fielding
make.
Fielding has been stellar this season.
I don't think they would make that decision 9 games into the year.
No, probably not.
So I do wonder. I wonder exactly what the Perez news is, because you're going to call him up to play him.
Well, he's not playing tonight, according to MLB.com. It's Meadows, Green, Torque, Carpenter, Keith, Veerling, Baez, McKinstry, Rogers.
So then why are you calling him up?
I don't know. AJ's going to speak at about 4 o'clock, so hopefully we'll find
okay.
out.
Okay, I'm sure he's in a cornfield watching the eclipse as well.
Yes.
Waste of time. You're hearing The Godfather because Rico's hosting an eclipse party. Can you imagine? 248-539-9797. I want to get to your phone calls. I'm just kidding. There aren't any, because you don't know your elbow from your bleep hole when it comes to baseball. You just don't care. Just say it.
Right.
Say you only care about a blue raspberry daiquiri and pounding Marlboro Reds. Just say it.
And boy, doesn't that home run celebration with the pizzas that threw the spear look really good?
Yeah, it feels wholly contrived.
Oh, my God, the whole thing. Last year it was the wings. This year it's a Little Caesars. Do you think there's a little influence there?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Stoney, have we reached the moment of totality? I don't care.
Locally, I think we have, actually.
Wow. I hope it was worth it.
Well, I'd like to hear from people who actually stopped their day, took off work to watch it, and what did you think of it? And I also just put on Twitter, what's, you know, more exciting or less exciting, the eclipse or the Tiger offense? And to give us a buzz at 248-539-9797.
I almost wonder if that's the reason, Mike, we were talking about the caller feedback or lack thereof. I almost wonder if people were outside while we were setting that topic up and they didn't even hear it.
Now, you know how people, we always get people driving home from the game? Now we'll get them driving home from the eclipse.
I'm not sure I want to speak to them. No, Kenny, I think it's even worse. I think the only Tiger game most of these people have watched, they were hammered for, which was opening day. They probably don't even know.
They had a nice crowd Saturday, actually, which stunned me, like 23,
24,000. Wow, 23,000. That'd be good if we were Oakland. This is not, you know what? It's not a baseball town. Like, that's the reality. Like, maybe that's just reality here. The Tigers are just a plaything to you people.
Well, you
maybe I'm the idiot. That I might be the only person here who wants them to win a World Series.
No, we all want them to win. But you know what? If the product's
been... Your hair looks electric right
thank
now.
You.
I got to tell you.
If the, that's the eclipse tint.
It looks
if the, beautiful. If the product is crap and uninspiring, why would the great people of Southeastern Michigan spend their hard-earned money to go watch said crap?
Right.
So I have no problem
the
with the 23,000.
This is free. What we're doing is
free.
Oh,
I was
free.
Talking about the people at the game who you said 23,000 would be good if we were Oakland.
No. I'm making a point here.
Okay.
This is an entertainment product, and they seem more concerned about a scoreboard than they do putting a two or a three or a four hitter in the lineup. Now, look, it's a long year. It can turn around. Mm-hmm. But we're here now.
Right.
This is how we do this job, and this is what sports is. What sports fan goes to the water cooler or is in a group text with their friends and is like, well, boys, you're overreacting. Let it play out. No, we react in real time. And we're essentially 10 games in against the worst teams in baseball, and you can't score. Can't score?
No. It's sad, but at least maybe.
No, it's not sad. It makes me angry.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Okay.
The difference is sad is just something you shrug your shoulders at when you're a sports fan and go, well, the Pistons are sad. F it. No, the Tigers have a legitimate chance to compete in this division. And they're very fortunate the schedule started this way. Or you know what this would look like? They'd be 2-7.
Yeah.
If you played anyone real, you'd be the bottom dweller.
Well, they played a team that nobody thought was going to be really good, but the Pirates have gotten off to a really good start the next two games. We'll see if that's real.
Imagine if they played Texas or the Yankees or Baltimore or Tampa
to
start off.
Kenny, that's my whole point, and I want to compete. I get offended that we sit here and we allow ownership to just openly punt, just openly say, well, guess 26 could be the year. Be the year for what? I mean, right here, right now, you have one top 100 player, according to anyone. And that's Riley Green. And I got to be honest, I'm not even sure he's that good. So then you get to Torkelson. And you get to, we don't know if Cole Keith's going to be any good.
No, we don't.
We don't know what Jace Jung's going to be. We don't know what Justin Henry Molloy's going to be. They could be great. They could be terrible.
I think Jobe got hit a little bit yesterday in his double-A debut.
And again,
whatever.
Here's my thing with Jackson Jobe. You got better odds of him getting Tommy John than you do having him called up. And making 20 starts in a year. Why? Go look around the league. Young pitchers are blowing out at an unprecedented rate.
I just got
the news, I think, with Yuri Perez down in Florida. Another one of these mercurial 20-year-old Stud Muffins, dead. Like your friend Lenny, dead. Spencer Strider, dead. Garrett Cole, dead.
Shane Bieber,
dead. I mean, I'm just making a point.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
I want to win.
That's a topic for another day, though.
Now, well, if you also
hell,
think...
Why the hell are these arms falling off?
I mean, does the pitch clock have something to do with it? Maybe.
I don't buy that for a
second. I think the reality is this. We have taken away durability from the time players are young.
Yes.
They're not pitching a ton. We're also letting little kids throw sliders and curveballs,
yeah, exactly.
Which
when
is
they're 10
brutally.
Years old, I mean, it's...
There's a lot that goes into it.
I know.
It. And let's face it. It used to be a real freak occurrence when a reliever would come in a game and throw 95. Now, if you throw 95, you're Frank Tanana. I think it's just the same thing as football. Guys are too big, too strong, and you're only going to do so much damage to your UCL or to your arm or your shoulder throwing 97, 98, 99, and then throwing an ungodly amount of sliders and splitters and off-speed nasty stuff. I think it all plays a role.
By the way, the aforementioned Lenny texted me a few days ago when Joey Wentz, his least favorite Tiger, entered the game.
Why is Joey Wentz here?
That's his point. He goes, oh no, Joey Wentz. I hate Joey Wentz. I hate Joey Wentz. I said, I'm sick of the JBE, the JWE, the Joey Wentz
experience.
Oh, and
by the way, we are being flooded with calls. We're getting some Tiger calls. We're also getting calls with people who want to talk about the eclipse.
Oh, good.
Not the eclipse. By how much they hate their fellow man.
Oh, good. That's
we have
better.
People that were stopping traffic to watch the eclipse. Can you imagine you're on Telegraph and you got a couple ding-a-lings in the middle lanes wanting to watch the eclipse?
You have to go somewhere important? You have like a doctor's appointment? And you're stuck in traffic because of a freaking eclipse?
I know you got to be a little older than Kenny, so you got to be in your mid-30s probably to appreciate the reference. But I mean it. The movie Idiocracy is our present. We're living it.
People are buying special glasses so they can effectively look into the sun.
I have nothing. 248-539-9797. So what I'd like to do, I'd love to get to you, the people. Whether it's on the Tigers and this offense feeling the same as it ever was, and I'm nervous. Yes, it will get better. Why? It can't get worse.
No, it's impossible.
You know, in 9-inning games, you're simply not scoring, guys. And no, I'm not going to freak out. But for those of you who go, hey, it's early, remember something. And I know that, again, this will be another one. You got to be a little older. Remember game 163 and remember why you were there. The 09 Tigers were very inconsistent. And they had a lot of games like yesterday or series like yesterday where it may not matter to you now.
Oh, yeah.
But if you lose this division by 2, 3, 4 games.
Right, you're going to have an umpire who's not going to see the ball go off of a Brandon Inge's jersey and get screwed. Yes.
You should have never been in the game.
No, I know.
You were a better team than Minnesota.
Yes.
My point is, losing a home series to Oakland in April counts the same as it counts in September. And the fact is, you couldn't hit bums. You couldn't hit guys.
Joe Boyle. Come on, man.
I don't know who that is.
He started yesterday.
I thought that was a defenseman for the Capitals.
By the way, thanks to the Caps for losing yesterday in overtime.
Right. They got a point, not two. Congratulations, right. Sens. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the game of the millennium.
Yes. Although we got Penguins Leafs tonight, though, right?
Yeah, you got to root for the Leafs.
Go Leafs!
You have to.
I know. No
but
choice.
Tomorrow's the game of the biggest game in maybe 10 years for the Wings. It's Wings, Caps. Mm-hmm. You win, you take a power command of the position. If you lose, I think you're up against it.
No doubt.
So, yeah, we'll get to that tomorrow. 248-539-9797. Your phone call's coming next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, straight to the people. Tigers are in the mix. And then a number of people who just can't believe the behavior of other people.
Good.
You okay?
I'm great.
All right, let's do it. Zane is going to lead it off. Let's get to it. Zane, how are you?
What's up, boys? How you doing, Mike? I heard you asking for callers on my way over, so I had to pull into a parking lot, talk Tigers. Season ticket holder was down there Friday and Sunday. I mean, Mike, you're absolutely right, obviously. You're a baseball purist, so you get this. But the experience is just not designed for baseball people anymore. It's for folks to go down there, get the daiquiri, and see what's new in the tap room and see what the new concession stand is. And honestly, if you're Chris, why wouldn't you do it? Because all these idiots line up at Comerica Park and they go to Tin Roof after and they get drunk and then they come to the, whatever they do,
yeah.
It's not to watch baseball. And you know what they even do on the scoreboard now? They don't even show you who's due up for the Tigers. So if I want to go to the bathroom and like figure out when I can be back to see Torque or Green or whatever, I got to like look at my phone and remember who was there because they don't even show you anymore. It's all this like AI and animations and it's just what you've been saying all along. The experience is not for baseball people. And so wins and losses don't really matter. And people just aren't into the game. They're on their phones. And honestly, I think it's just Chris catering to the product, right? Why would you go out and spend X amount of dollars on Matt Chapman or anybody else that could help this team if the people don't care? I think it's more the fundamental problem of the consumer and society not caring about baseball.
But if it's money driven, he'll make a hell of a lot more money if the team is good and they pack the place like they did almost a decade ago.
So let me give an example. Season ticket holders this year, this is a real great one drawn up by Chris. So parking passes, you used to be able to sell. Now it's through SeatGeek. They don't even allow you to sell them anymore because now they're a comp, and so they don't want to count it as revenue on their bottom line. So it's just everything isn't – I mean, that was such a great thing about season tickets. You could sell your parking pass to the games you couldn't go to help you with the cost.
Right.
You can't even do that this year. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean,
that's awful.
Zane, sincerely, I thank you for calling because I like these conversations. Like, this is what we're here for. I mean, I'm not going to do what's your favorite pickle. Zane – the idea, and it's why I got out of the game
with
Michigan State years ago. Michigan State just started playing games, and I thought it was insanely unfair. And it's Zane, I'm with you. I think these owners nationwide.
Yes, it's not just here.
It's disgusting. But my problem with baseball is I think a majority of owners are doing what Chris and the Tigers are doing. Well, I don't think they're trying.
Well, we've gotten to the point now, and perfect example before they had their little good run was Wrigley. A lot of people just go to baseball games just to be at a game and the experience. It's not to sit there and, you know, me and my father would sit there and keep score at games because we cared about every pitch and things like that. That doesn't happen anymore.
No, and I think the fact that you and I know will be vilified by some, but like, for Christ's sakes, both Mike and I have lived our entire adult life out here. Like, can we please drop the whole you're not from here? But we are East Coasters,
right?
And baseball matters.
Yes.
In a town like Philly and in a town like New York and Boston, it matters.
Right.
And I have always
here.
And that's the thing. Mike, it's not as if we've been spoiled. When you look at the Detroit Tigers, this is a team with 110 plus year history. They have won a whopping four championships.
Mm-hmm.
Zero since 84.
Right.
And frankly, your two trips to the World Series, they don't really count when you don't win a game. So when you look at this, it is, we have not had a product that I can organically present to my audience in a decade.
Yes, since 2016.
That's where 14, I don't understand really. As a sports fan how more people don't go, you know what, F this. This is not acceptable.
They do by not going.
No, no. Again, the not going and not talking are two different things. I don't know that there's a passion quotient. And for people to go, wait, I just turned this on because I was standing outside nude looking at the eclipse. They're 6-3. Guys, you're playing the worst teams in baseball, and your offense looks every bit as bad as last year.
But don't forget, look, it's a whole thing with our station and others. The text has taken away a lot of phone calls.
It's why I've advocated to get rid of it for a decade.
Right.
I hate that, it.
And other
ticket text. Right here.
I mean, in other markets where, we grew up, their stations thrive, right. And they don't do texts.
I talk to other people in the industry. They go, ticket what? Yeah. I go, oh, yeah. Oh, it's an open pipeline. It's just tremendous. Mm-hmm. Real nuanced commentary.
Yeah.
Yes, Kenny, you look ready to speak. You're fondling the microphone.
Oh,
well, he was.
He was
tickling the back end of that thing.
Whoa,
over there.
Babes.
I'm like, Kenny, if you're going to talk, just open the mic.
I was just going to say that if your team was any good, they wouldn't have to pull these daiquiri tricks, gigantic new screen. This was supposed to be the offseason, right, where you were good enough to get better than this already poor division.
Let me give you an example. And I understand it's a bad comp in that New York's a freak show. It's a different place.
Correct.
But the energy that Juan Soto has brought to the Yankees, the fan engagement, the desire to watch him interacting with fans, fans chanting his name. Now, what's the comp here? What we've gotten with Jared Goff.
Right.
Or what we've gotten with Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, players are the key. It's not a scoreboard. It's not another version of cheese, sauce, and bread. What are they called? Magic Puffs or whatever the hell they are at the park now. Like, that's not what it is. And I don't agree with taking fan rights away. I don't agree that they can't sell the parking
pass. That's awful.
It's ridiculous. I mean, if you're a Tiger ticket rep, you ought to be driving to people's homes and kissing their ass.
Right. Next thing you know, they'll be like making people pay for Piston tickets.
Do you think there's a worse job on the planet right now than being a Pistons ticket sales rep?
Yes. Would you like to renew your membership?
Hi, Mike Stone here at Pistons.com.
Yes.
Somebody? Anybody? Is anyone out there?
Hi, Mike Stone here. Wondering if you'd like to extend to next year.
Oh, God.
I mean, what do those phone calls go like?
I don't know. They better not raise ticket prices next year.
Raise them? They should give them away to charity.
Oh, I understand that.
Jesus. That's live at Pistons Ticket Central. We'll get the rest of the people momentarily.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Mike.
I know.
Do you know anyone who's got Pistons season tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Do me a favor. Text a couple of your buddies. Ask them what the conversation has been like with their ticket rep.
Okay.
I just got to know.
Okay.
Like, that's like selling someone cancer. Like, hi, can I interest you in something that will possibly make you miserable and kill you? Like, what are you selling?
I know.
Hi, Stoney. Brad here down at LCA. I'd like to offer you the opportunity to step in front of a car. Like, Piston season tickets? What am I buying? Hey, I get to come down next year and watch Alexander Saar not play.
I know.
Text your friends.
Most people don't even know who he is. He's from Australia, right?
Well, that's a bad reference by me. I think it's France, but who cares? Okay.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Kenny Cott on the ticket text that we are going to a packed phone lines. We've got the Tigers. Boy, does this feel like last year offensively. And if you're going to call in and be a parakeet and go 6-3, you're not winning 90 games this way.
No.
And I bitched all offseason about not adding anything to the offense. I have a right to have this conversation.
Yes.
10 games in? Come
right.
on.
And I didn't think getting Chapman or not getting JD was going to be that big of a deal. I still stand by that for right now.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Why do we limit it to those two?
I don't know.
They could, you know, you have winter meetings. You have trades. Right. You have opportunities to get better.
Yeah.
You know, even the drafting. Like, you know, okay, well, Wyatt Langford's only got a 650 OPS.
No.
Wyatt Langford would play every day for you.
I understand that. I do believe, and that's the let it. The draft stuff is the one thing you're allowed to let play out, especially when you draft a high school kid. And actually, you know, people are sitting there, well, they were too cheap. That's why they get Langford. No, they used that money. They
in
got
the second
other
round like, with right, McGonagall right, or whatever
right,
his name
right.
is.
Right. So if the three top guys they got, if one of them hits, it might be worth
it. It might. Yes. I just view it that I had the guy.
Right.
College bat. And if he's good enough to break camp with the World Series champs.
Right.
Boy, I think he could help Keith and Torque. And Clark, we don't know if he'll ever be up.
No. I heard he's got to keep – he's got a little bit of an entourage. It could be a problem, but anyway.
Mike Stone reporting, Max Clark is a diva.
No,
be serious. What are you talking about?
I heard he's got a lot of hangers-oners. Put it that way. What do I have been
the
told?
The Godfather breaking news. Kenny, ticket text, and I'm going to the phones.
I just don't care. The offseason by the Tigers told me how much I should care about this season, and it is zero.
Respect.
The Tigers are what we thought they are, a team with a couple of good arms but not enough bats. They'll finish five games below or above 500 and not in the playoffs.
It's going to break me if they finish like 83, 84 wins and they lose the division by 2-3 games. And it's going to all be based on this offense is just – I'll be stunned if this offense is good. My hope was could they be average. Go ahead, Kenny.
Imagine this lineup with one real MLB bat. Could have done it this offseason. Complete failure.
One. I had a plan that would have netted two in one foul swoop. Go ahead, one more, and now I'm going.
Would have loved to see Torque or Green insulated. Hate that most of the pressure is going to be on them this year.
And that's the thing. It doesn't mean Spencer Torkelson is bad, but not everyone's the alpha. Not everyone can just carry a lineup. I mean, hell, look at what I deal with in New York. Giancarlo Stanton is a complimentary player. He's not the alpha. He's not the $300 million man. He comes up real small in big spots. Well, when you give him help, and it's Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, okay, that's what you need to build. These guys need help. Go to Doug, 97.1. Doug, what's up?
How you doing, Michael? It's been a while. I had to take a hiatus after that Lions game. But, you know, I like what the previous caller was saying. Like, it's been, what, 10 years since we've had a winning franchise baseball-wise in this town. And you know what we had 10 years ago? Bats. We had Fielder. We had V-Mart. Miggy in his prime. And even, like, our secondary hitters were still hitting the ball pretty dang well. And that's what you need. Like you just said, in New York, you need complimentary people. You can't depend on Torque and Green. And, you know, that's what's been happening. And it's like if we don't have an offense, we're not going to go anywhere. And I can't pay attention to this team if they're not exciting. It's hard to turn it on to be a fan if it's not a good product, like you said. And I know you guys were talking about the eclipse. It wasn't that great. You know, you stare at it once and you're ooh, ah, and that was it. I don't know why people are stopping in the middle of Telegraph. That's
Doug,
nuts.
Doug, Stoney's got a friend texting him, hey, are you going outside for it?
No, we have to work.
I got Rico hosting an eclipse party in Sugar Creek, Ohio. I mean, it's Doug, it's chaos.
I know. Like, we stopped our entire professional development as teachers today because we had professional development – to go outside and gawk at the sky. My cousin traveled down to Indiana, but I'm like, you stare at it once and it's a firework and it's done. Come on, people.
Thank you.
Get real here.
Thank you, Douglas. And thank you for educating the children of this planet, because Lord knows they need it.
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God. Teachers leaving a professional development to stare at the sun.
Well, maybe it's for their astronomy class.
And we wonder why kids are idiots. Sweet mercy. 248, let's go to Norman, 97.1. Norman, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good afternoon, sir. What's going on?
So, I'll tell you what I saw when it came to this eclipse. I was driving down 14 Mile just west of Mound, and there were cops that were blocking traffic. I assumed it was an accident. There were people turning around. The cops' lights turned off. They pulled into a street. One of the cops picked up another police officer with a tripod and a camera. They were taking photos of the eclipse and stopped traffic. Like, it's insane.
Norman, how old are you?
I'm 37.
Do you know the film Idiocracy?
I do. And I agree with you wholeheartedly.
We're living it.
We're living in the simulation right now. 100%.
I feel like I'm on a TV show that I'm unaware of.
And you wonder why we have two people that I'll be polite who are running for president right now.
Oh boy.
With their mental states.
That's a whole separate issue. But yeah, I think it's common.
Pick your poison.
Norman, I'm going to vote for the meteor.
Great idea. Mike, I got a question. For you guys. We're on the topic of the Tigers. The lack of offense, obviously, it's going to be a huge issue the whole season. Why didn't we go get J.D. Martinez? Like, what didn't make sense in regards to that?
I know.
Now, he did.
Why don't you do that? It's $12 million.
You pick up the phone and you call, and if he says, I'd rather die than play in Detroit again, tip of the cap, respect.
But somehow leaked that out. So
to our knowledge, you didn't call.
No.
And here's the deal. Norman, the other problem I have is, you're blocking Kerry Carpenter. You mean a guy who you won't let hit against lefties? Like, I don't understand.
In favor of a guy that hit 33 home runs last year.
Right, and who in the aggregate over the last five seasons, including one year he was hurt, gives you an .855 OPS.
And his work ethic is incredible. Now, when he signed with the Mets, he said he's addicted to the playoffs, which begs the question, why are you signing with the Mets?
Yeah, I agree. No, Norman, listen, and Norman, I appreciate you listening, and you know I don't expect you to hear it every day. I did a pair of shows 2 weeks apart begging this team. Like, okay, you don't want to do a multi-year commitment. This guy is still out there. You put him in between Green and Torkelson. We are at least 3 to 4 games better war-wise.
Oh, yeah. And look, even Wojo wrote a column saying they should get JD.
Well, here's the other thing. I said, if you drafted Wyatt Langford and you signed JD, now let's look at the lineup. Now let's look at it.
Right.
Wyatt Langford is bat. I think he hit third for the Rangers yesterday. If I have him and Keith and Torque and Green and JD, what does it build? Oh, God forbid if they wouldn't have wasted money on Flaherty and it was JD and Chapman. Now all of a sudden, look at the lineup. I'm trying to win the Central.
I know.
I'm trying to get back to where we got people dying to go to these games.
And it got easier in the past 2 weeks.
I know.
Minnesota's best player,
Bryce Lewis,
got hurt, and Shane Bieber is probably out for the year.
You just hate to see it. More of your phone calls coming up next. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.